The year is 2002. The city is Seattle. It is a cold, windy evening in late November. A national fear of terrorist attacks has been increasing exponentially with each new report of power grids being shut down by hackers and massive outbreaks of illness caused by airborne biological weapons. Large-scale evacuations are useless due to the difficulty of traveling on gridlocked surface streets and highways. The recommended procedure during these attacks is to isolate all family members in a sealed room of the home. Sales of canned or non-perishable foods, emergency self-powered radios, gas camp stoves, and bottled water have skyrocketed. It is on this day that we find our subject, Steve Prepwell, a postal employee, hurrying home to his wife Mary and only child Sam to hole up in a specially prepared room of his house.
Upstairs. The duct tape and plastic sheet are by the door.
Good.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, son. Hold that corner for me, will ya? This plastic keeps slipping down. Okay, all sealed up. I'm glad the windows and bathroom vents are done. We got our food, water, emergency radio, camp stove, bed, bathroom. Why, we have all the comforts of home here.
Because this is our home.
What your father means, dear, is that we have everything we need to stay in this room without electricity for the next 7 days.
It's gonna be boring with no TV.
Well, we have to keep busy. Let's get dinner going. I need to pump up the old camp stove. We're having fried Spam!
Dad, what is Spam?
Spam is a much maligned meat that people fail to fully appreciate, son. It is a noble food that President Eisenhower credited with keeping the Allied troops fed during World War II. South Koreans consider it a great delicacy. It's the perfect survival food. Why, you don't even need a can opener to open it. Watch this. Hand me that breadboard, will you?
Ew, what is all that jello-y stuff?
Oh, that's just hydrolyzed connective tissue. It's like gelatin. It's good for you. Think of it as meat jello. I'll just get this sliced up. Honey, you want to light the stove and get the pan heating up?
I think so. I'm not used to this stove.
I need to get that emergency radio working. I think you crank this hand generator for 30 seconds, and it's supposed to play for 30 minutes. Damn! Honey, could you come over here and help me find the instructions for the radio? I think I put them somewhere in this pile of supplies.
You need to be more organized.
Where is that damn book?
Hey, Dad. Dad.
Not now, son. Your mother and I are busy.
But, Dad.
Son, in a minute.
Dad, the spam's on fire. What a greasy mess. The whole room is full of smoke.
Okay. This drill is over. Honey, turn off the siren. Sam, open the window.
Okay, Dad.
We're gonna have to make some changes in our survival food.
I'm sorry it didn't go well for you, honey.
Yeah.